Good morning. Arguably, the Bible is one of the most misunderstood, misused, misconstrued books ever written. And that is not the Bible's fault. A classic example of the Bible being misunderstood is the statement, "The law is the Old Testament, and the gospel is the New Testament." Even worse is to say, in the Old Testament we find the God who is angry and punishing and judging people left and right. But in the New Testament we find the God of love and mercy. Well, today, I hope you will see that in the text we use from the Old Testament, there is the God of love and mercy for us. I invite you to open to the front part of your hymnal, page 153, Psalm 130. We will examine the contents of this gospel psalm after we read a few verses at a time. We begin by reading responsively verses 1 and 2. Out of the depths,
I cry unto thee, O Lord.
Lord, hear my voice.
Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications.
Notice how we get to address God by His personal name, Jehovah. You see that wherever Lord is capitalized, all four letters. But we also have the other name for Lord mentioned too, which specifies the relationship that we have with Him. He is the Lord of you and me. He is the Lord of all that we face. Notice, please, the starting position of the prayer. It's a cry to God from the depths. Are you in the depths? Well, have you sinned against God today? No doubt more than you realize. Can you do anything about those sins? Realizing the desperate problem we have because of sin puts you into the depths, where thankfully we get to implore our Lord as the God of mercy who hears our prayer. Verses 3 and 4. If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities,
O Lord, who shall sin?
But there is forgiveness with thee,
that thou mayest be feared.
Does God keep track of your sins? Actually, that is a yes and no question. No, God does not count your sins against you. If He did that, you'd be done, forever condemned, and so would I. But He does count your sins against Jesus, which leads to the certain reason why there is complete forgiveness for you and me. The mercy of Jehovah God, way back in the Old Testament times, has led to the promise of a Savior, followed by the coming of Christ, followed by the sacrifice of our Lord, which is always the reason why all of your sins are wiped away. Now, when you come to terms with that, when that has its impact on you, that impact is supposed to last, the grace of God will grab your attention like nothing else can. It commands, not demands, but commands our respect. It captivates this growing sense of amazement, awe. Or to say it the way the psalm writer says it, forgiveness from God has led you and me to fear God in the good way, the way of faith. Verses 5 and 6. I wait for the Lord, my soul doth wait. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. The psalm writer was waiting for the first coming of Christ. Jehovah God in the flesh, just as God had promised. It was his certain hope based on God's word to him. Are we all that different? We wait for the second coming of Christ based on promises from God and the expectation that God will keep them. And as we wait, we get to pray, "Come, Lord Jesus. Come quickly to deliver us." Verses 7 and 8. "Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy.
And with him is plenteous redemption.
And he shall redeem Israel
from all his iniquities."
When you hear the word Israel, don't think of some other group. Include yourself. No, you're not Jewish. But even as a Gentile person, you are part of Israel if you believe in Christ. You are a blessed son or daughter of Abraham by faith in the Savior. You get to claim Jehovah as your God, which means having a constant source of mercy and what the text calls full redemption. Redemption and deliverance for the soul and the body, all in due time. Jesus is your Lord and Redeemer because He paid for you and has claimed you as His own forever. What a great God we have. What great promises and hope for us. Yes, for this we praise the Lord, our Jehovah God, now and forever. And we do that by closing with hymn 155, all stanzas. Hymn 155.
April.